Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That's great advice, by the way.
The put it in the bag and then suck the air out of the bag?
Yeah, not your advice.
The vacuum bag? Oh, yeah, the other thing.
Morales had the right advice.
That totally works, yeah. I pulled in Ireland last night. I was awake all night. I couldn't sleep.
Really? Why?
I have no idea. I had a cocktail last night. Maybe that was it.
That might have contributed to it.
I ended up watching middle of the night cable news. It's like Morning Joe is not on in the morning here.
Yeah, it's on at search.
It's on
three.
In the middle of the night. Yeah. I just found that out last
sometimes.
Night. All right, so it is 2 o'clock call of the day time, and that means any call 1 to 10, John, what line do you want?
Let's go number two.
Lucky number two. Let's go to West Hollywood and Adam. Hey, Adam, what's up, man?
I just wanted to tell you guys why you're wrong about Giannis.
Good.
Okay.
So, yes, it was a disappointing season, but it's not a failure. The guy played barely 2.5 games in the series. Jimmy went off. We know he's a different animal. And Jimmy's just trying to get to the playoffs the same way that Giannis did in 2021. Jimmy did the same thing in 2020. He's repeating it again. Coming from where Giannis comes from, and I say this as someone whose dad is an immigrant, you have a different appreciation and outlook at the way that you care about things. And Giannis is like, I can understand where he's coming from. He's been an MVP twice. He's won a championship. Coming from where he's come from, this isn't a failure. He's incredible. He could have easily been one of the MVP, or he could have been the MVP this year. It's disappointing. It's not a failure. The way that he presented it as an authentic, the way that he presented it was so authentic and real compared to the guys that come out of the league now and just say, oh yeah, it's a failure, whatever. He's awesome. And it was not a failure. And
so, Adam, describe this, because, you know, obviously I'm not an immigrant. John's not an immigrant. Describe this dynamic you're talking about where an immigrant might view this differently.
I think my dad always tells me every day is something. You're learning something new. And you're always trying to take that experience and applying it to the next thing. And that's exactly what he said. I'm taking this loss and moving forward. And just like that happened, you have to recompartmentalize that every time. You know, it's two steps back to go one step forward. And he's been to the mountaintop. He's done it. He's going to do it again. And this just, and also he barely played in the series. So you can't say it's a total failure. It's similar to, you know, last year where they didn't have Chris Middleton. It's a bummer and it's a disappointment, but it's not a failure. And I think that we're too quick to point this is a failure in a lot of different things in our culture and society, but especially sports. And yes, it's again, like I said, a disappointment, but I wouldn't just say blanket it's a failure because he didn't win.
I think you're wrong, Adam, and here's why. I don't think Giannis is a failure. By any measure, that guy is an unbelievable story. You know, he came out of Greece. He, you know, didn't speak English, turned himself into one of the best NBA players ever to play. He's not a failure. But is Milwaukee losing to the 8 seed in 5 games a failure? Adam, how is that not a failure?
You said it's the same Milwaukee team from 2021 that won the championship, pretty much. Minus Tyler Hero, it's pretty much the same team from the finals in 2020 that played us. This is a battle-tested Heat team, regardless of whether or not, like, I know you bring up, you know, Bill Simmons and Russillo all the time. They knew that this was in them. They talked about it all the time. They're like, when is this sleeping giant going to wake up? They have, you know, they have it kind of ingrained in them. We can talk about Heat culture all the time. It's the most annoying thing that sports talk radio has.
Yes.
But they've done it. They've been there. And it's pretty much the same thing. Yes, they don't have Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson as a shell of himself. But, like, that team has been as close as any other team to getting over the mountaintop that there is.
Yeah, right. I would say this, Adam.
If it's a failure on anyone, it's Budenholzer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it might cost him his job. Thank you. It's a good call, Adam. Thank you.
Very good call.
But
Bergman, 2 o'clock call of the day is happening.
Sure, it's working just fine.
Let's take 20 more.
Yeah, let's have...
Travis and Sleep probably took 25 calls today.
Let's have the 215 call of the day.
Is this something you really want to do?
Do you really have nothing to say? Let's go to Jim in South LA. Hey, Jim, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, I agree with the previous caller, by the way. What I was calling about was the Lakers and game. Our next game on Friday, to me, is a must win because we don't want to go back to Memphis. We don't want to have it up in the air there because we don't want to go to a game seven. Anything can happen, right? But, you know, you guys were talking earlier this week about LeBron James and his legacy here in L.A. And I was one of those people who did not like LeBron, right? Because of the comparison with him and Kobe always, I did not like LeBron. He came, of course, I'm happy with the next, with this championship, with 17 that we got. But he has sealed himself in my heart with this last season especially.
Hey, Jim, let me ask you a question. This is a really good call. Because I think that game, where are we now? Four, when LeBron went for 22 and 20, was that like a galvanizing moment? I think that was his signature game as a Laker. And I know they went to the finals and all that stuff, but was that like a game that sort of galvanized him in Lakers history?
Yes, I was already leaning towards him. But that sealed himself for me as a true Laker that I can love going forward.
Awesome, man. Hey, thanks for the call. See, two great 2 o'clock calls of the day.
I've never really understood. Maybe you guys can shed some light on me because I might be too close to it. But why a Laker fan wouldn't respect LeBron? He could have gone anywhere. But he elected to come here. In his second season here, he won a title.
Right.
I mean, and he's still going. He's the reason we're in this. But I mean, why wouldn't you like him?
I love LeBron. I loved him before he ever got here. I've always been a huge LeBron fan. Partly, you know, what he did in Cleveland, and I've got Ohio roots and sure. All that stuff. But I think somewhere along the line, it became, for fans, you're either a Kobe fan or a LeBron fan.
Why,
I don't
though?
Know why that dynamic developed.
I think there's more to it than that. I think there's a difference between respect and like. I think everybody respects LeBron. They don't like him because he has bounced around from a couple teams where Kobe, to your point, stayed in one city forever, and he was always here. He was always a Laker. And so there's just a lot of things that he had his whole thing when he went to Miami, and he said, you know, we're going to win 5, 6, 7 championships and all that stuff, and had the press conference. So they don't like that.
But Greg,
he's showmanship
won, he's
that they
won
didn't
a
enjoy.
Title in every city he's been in.
That's
But I again, think the point is he's not exclusively ours.
Right. And I so
the way
I,
Kobe was exclusively ours.
So that's what you're asking, but this isn't my opinion. I love LeBron. But for people that do not, that's what it is that he kind of has that Kevin Durant in him where he moves around.
Where he
from
bounced
city
around
to city.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pro player movement. I think these guys have earned it.
I am too, but you see the difference. There's
I see what you're talking about, but I just don't
There's something cool about the guy, and it doesn't happen very often, the guy who starts and ends his career in the same place and rides all the ups.
Matter of fact,
the
I wonder if that'll ever happen again in any sport. Like, I'm trying to think of a young player, 25 or younger, that's going to spend his whole career with the team he's on now. We know it's not Otani.
Right.
We know it's not Luka.
Nope. Do we know it's not Luka?
I think
short for this world in Dallas?
I think so. Don't you? I mean, they keep screwing it up.
They do keep screwing it up. I mean, probably not.
I don't think it's Embiid. I don't think it's any basketball player.
Well, I mean, the one guy who's maybe on the verge of it is Damian Lillard, although now Damian Lillard has indicated maybe.
He's not young. He's older.
Right, but I mean, he's got a chance to do it.
I'm trying to think of a baseball. Well, Otani, we know, is not going to stay with the same team. Trout
may play for the same team in his career.
But he's from New Jersey. He grew up a Philly fan.
He's got a big old contract.
He's got a 10-year deal.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got outs. So, I mean, he's going to be able to cash in again. I just wonder, I'm trying to think of, is there a football player? Because it's harder to move in football. Is there a football player under the age of 25? Is Patrick Mahomes ever going to play for anyone other than
the Chiefs?
I can't
imagine Patrick Mahomes plays for anybody else.
He can,
Peyton Manning did. Joe Montana did. Aaron Rodgers is now moving on to a second team. I mean, no matter.
Jerry Rice did.
Right. Every great football player.
They all tried to catch on with that one last team at the
like
end.
I was thinking about it today. Like, I was watching a show with Tony Dorsett at the end of his career went to play in Denver. I mean, most of those.
I don't even
Emmitt Smith
that.
Went to play in Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that.
Yeah, Michael Jordan went to play in Washington.
Right. I think it's a really hard thing in modern day sports for one guy to finish this whole. And Kobe asked for a trade. Remember, Kobe wanted to go somewhere else.
Whatever so. That year was.
If you're lucky enough to get a guy like Kobe, you should enjoy him while you have him.
Was it 2005 he asked for the trade? 2004?
Yeah.
Five. Yeah.
And you know, I'll play on Pluto. I just want out.
Yeah. See, I think Laker fans appreciate Kobe in part because he was here 2006, 2007, 2008 when it didn't look so good. Before the Gasol trade, he rode through that valley with all Laker fans
then
came back to the top.
The next test case for this is a year ago I would have told you there's no way Steph Curry's ever going to play for another team. But now there's talk that the Warriors are going to cut bait on Klay and maybe Draymond. And if they do that, I wonder if Steph just doesn't say, I grew up in Charlotte. I'm going to go finish my career playing in front of my family.
I think Steph has a chance to start and finish his career at Golden State.
Got a chance. But if they cut Draymond, on Klay and Draymond.
Draymond, I think, is out.
See,
Draymond's a free agent. He can walk away and sign anywhere.
There was a story yesterday, I wish I could remember who's getting credit for it, that Joe Lacob went on the record with somebody and said, we're not letting him go.
Why would they get rid of because Klay's under contract. Why would they get rid of Klay?
One more year after this.
One more year.
Yeah. So I don't know, but because if you pay, this is I think I sent you this last week. There's a new. If I haven't sent it to you, I'll send it to you for tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a new. John Hollinger broke down the CBA.
Okay.
And in the future, it's not just a matter of. Do you want to pay these guys? Because the Warriors certainly have the money. They owe the... But you're going to be heavily, heavily restricted under this new CBA of what other moves you can make if you go way over the cap. In other words, the Lakers would not have... Under this new CBA, the Lakers would not have been able to go out and get Rui Hachimura. They couldn't fit him under the new cap.
Why? Because it's a...
Because
a hard cap?
Yeah, well, it works as a hard cap. So they're going to be so far, there's tiers that you can go over. If you get into the highest tier, they take away your mid-level exceptions. They take away your ability to make trades if you have money coming in. And, you know, it's just heavily, heavily restricted.
They really want to flatten the league, don't they?
So if Klay stays, if they re-sign Klay, Draymond, Steph, I think Iguodala is going to retire, but maybe Iguodala. Then it's the other guys that they can't go out and sign. It's the Dante DiVincenzos. It's the Gary Paytons.
But is that in effect now?
No, it starts next year.
By
the way,
it affect Austin Reeves?
It could, depending on how many tiers the Lakers go over.
Well, Austin Reeves is I've seen Austin Reeves going to get $60, $70 million.
Yeah, the team that's going to affect the most is the Clippers, because they have the highest payroll in the league, and they're not going to be if they try and bring everybody back, they will have no mechanism to improve their team. That's the way it's moving.
All right, hey, don't forget next Friday, Cinco de Mayo, Jorge, a very significant holiday, right? Cinco de Mayo.
Not maybe here.
Yeah, it is here. Bigger here than it is in Mexico.
It was just a battle.
Yeah, exactly. ESPN LA taking over Solita Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim for a Cinco de Mayo fiesta. We're giving away Angels tickets. Big. We're giving away Mandy Awards tickets. Only way to get in is to win. Solita gift cards and more. We're going to be there starting at 10 a.m. Join Trav and Slee, me, maybe Ireland, Sedano, maybe. And Kaplan and the entire 710 crew at Anaheim's hottest new restaurant, Solita Tacos and Margaritas. Light the fire within and feed your soul. All right, so the Clippers, as Bergman mentioned, out of the playoffs per usual. Kawhi has got a torn meniscus. That's why he didn't play. What will Steve Ballmer do? Stephen A. actually has an idea for him. And we'll hear what he thinks next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
At the sound of Steve Ballmer, it's 216.
Toilets!
All right, Clippers, known for their toilets and their new building. Eliminated from the playoffs once again. Kawhi Leonard got hurt in that series, torn meniscus. That's why he missed those last couple of games. And we've talked a little bit about what the hell do the Clippers do? What do they do at this point? They've got... You know, Kawhi Leonard, who, you know, and injury aside, load manages all year long and then isn't available when you need him the most. Paul George injured. He wasn't available in the postseason. And they're under contract. And so Stephen A. Smith has an idea for Steve Ballmer. Listen to this.
You're the second largest market in the United States of America. You're in Los Angeles, man. The Lakers, it's Laker Nation, Laker Town. You know what Steve Ballmer and them got to compete against. You got an elite owner. Lawrence Frank is a well-respected executive. Ty Lue is considered one of the best coaches in the business. And this is what you got to rely on as a player. It's over for me. They just, we could talk about the game and all of that stuff, but... The culminating point, the end result is, to me, it should be the end.
All right, so you think...
Yeah, and that clip was weird, but...
He thinks he should retire.
He thinks Ballmer should make him retire.
Right.
Now, if you're Steve, how do you convince somebody to retire?
You can't, so you trade him.
He's got a chronic... But here's the other thing. He's got a chronic injury that is always going to affect him and makes him... in and out of the lineup all year long, load managing, all that stuff. There's an underlying injury. Who the hell wants him?
All right, so our last two segments are going to kind of tie together here.
Yeah.
If this was the old CBA,
yep.
I would say, well, money doesn't matter to Steve Ballmer. He's got more money than all the other owners combined. Just pay Kawhi, and if he's healthy, play him. But
you're now, there's a cap situation.
Not only that. But now, if you stay at this payroll,
yep,
and you're Steve Ballmer, you just absolutely handcuff your front office. They'll have no mechanisms by which to get better. So the decision Mace now, if you're Steve Ballmer and Lawrence Frank and whoever else he lets weigh in on this, do you bring back the exact same group that has basically failed,
yep,
for the last 2 years? Unless you ask Giannis.
You go further.
And roll the dice with them, or do you do something radical and move Kawhi? I would move him.
I would too.
Don't think they will. You agree with me?
Will they do it? I just don't know what the market is. What's the market for Kawhi
I think
Leonard?
You would have to trade him for somebody that also has, like somebody threw this out the other day. I wish I could remember who it was so I could credit him. But somebody said, would you trade Kawhi Leonard for Karl Anthony Towns? It's kind of one guy who was always hurt for another guy who was always hurt.
If I was the Clippers, I would do that too.
Would you do it if you're the Wolves who have stalled out?
I wouldn't.
But think about it. The Wolves have Anthony Edwards. It's his team.
Sure.
You'd have Anthony Edwards, Kawhi, Gobert. I think that's a better
overrated
team. That would you say, Greg?
Overrated.
Yeah,
Gobert overrated. Yeah, it all leads to Rudy Gobert being overrated for Greg.
I would do that. I'm with you, Mace. I don't know why the Wolves would do it, but I would do it if I was either side, just because if you come back, if the Wolves come back with the group they have,
yes,
and the Clippers come back with the group they have, In your opinion, do either one of those teams win the title next year?
No.
So what are we doing here? Shuffle the deck. Let's go.
But if you're... I mean, is it me or is Karl Anthony Towns hurt less than Kawhi Leonard?
This year, he was actually hurt more. Just this year. Kawhi misses games every year.
Right.
I think the bigger question is here, for if you're trying to put butts in the toilet seats of Intuit Dome, then who's going to put butts in those seats? Is Karl Anthony Towns going to put butts in those seats, or is Kawhi Leonard?
Well, wins are going to put. Well, first of all, but like the first year, the arena is going to put butts in the seats. The second year,
if you don't have Kawhi and Paul George on your team,
remember,
you're not going to get people there.
You're be careful not to overrate butts in the seats. The money comes from winning. Mason's right. Wins is what does it. The TV contract is way more important than ticket sales.
Right.
Star effing
and by the way, and that first year, that 2024, I mean, I'll probably go to a Clipper game just to see the arena.
I mean, I'll go to two of them because I have to.
You'll go to two, but I want to see the arena once.
I will use the toilets, Greg, and I'll report back.
I'm going to use the toilet multiple times.
I want to know how long it takes to get from your seat to the toilet and back.
I'm going to try to use as many toilets as I can.
How long are the lines for concessions, too? Right. I want to know that, too.
Right. He should have more. By the way, what he should be advertising is more concession stands.
And that's another thing about SoFi that they need to figure out.
What's that?
The lines are too long for food.
Overrated.
And the food's not good.
Yeah, so, but the lines are long. You go to Dodger Stadium, the lines are long. So, I mean,
you only get chicken fingers in one spot.
And popcorn.
Yeah. Well, hey, did you see Lawrence Frank talk today? And he said something weird that may be a precursor to this conversation that we're having. He said, quote, "I just think we need to compete harder every single night. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the fans. We want to be a championship organization, and we have to invest deeper into the process. You have to earn it. The regular season matters. And not that our guys don't think it matters, but I just think we, all of us, starting with me, can compete harder every day. We can hold each other accountable every day. And that's what we have to do."
Sounds a little Giannis-y.
And that's the opposite of Kawhi. Kawhi does not value the regular season.
Correct.
Shows up, I mean, the stories are legendary. Ty Lue will get to a game and have no idea whether or not Kawhi's playing or not.
Although, how much of it is?
Everything Lawrence Frank just said, Kawhi doesn't value any of it.
Okay, so get to the root of the Kawhi part of it. Momo always says this, that Kawhi has got a chronic injury that some nights does not allow him to play.
Okay. So let's accept that as part of
this
discussion.
Let's accept that as a premise. He can't play every night because of this injury, or he goes through stretches where he can't play. Obviously, couldn't play in the postseason because of a different injury. But if you're that guy that is going to deal with a chronic injury on a night-to-night basis, is that the guy you want to bet the ranch on?
No. And Paul George isn't much better.
No.
You know, I know Anthony Davis takes a lot of heat for missing games. He played more games than Paul George or Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
To me, if Lawrence Frank believes this, this may just be lip service. Nobody really cares.
Well, you got to say stuff, right?
Yeah, nobody really cares about the Clippers until they win.
Right.
So, but that's all code for, we want guys who are going to be here every day.
Right.
That's the opposite of Kawhi.
Well, the other part of it is, after next year, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, not under contract going into that new building.
Player option.
Oh, player option.
For both of them.
So, in other words, they could opt in for 2024 in the new arena.
Right. But if you move them, then it takes, if you
get I'd try to move them.
I would too.
I would try to rebuild that sucker. And by the way, in the same way the Rams built up for SoFi, they should be building something for the new arena so that when they launch it, it is not exclusively...
people coming just to see the arena.
And the toilets!
Yeah.
And the toilets.
Would be different. Hey, let me ask you something. The NFL draft is tonight.
Yes.
So the most talked about person at the top of the draft is C.J. Stroud.
Right.
The Ohio State quarterback. He is reportedly off the draft boards of a couple of teams in the top 10 because he bombed what is, in essence, the Wunderlic, they call the S2 test.
Yep.
It's an IQ test for quarterbacks. Would that matter to you? So let's say you like his game.
Yep.
You like his tape. You work him out.
Yep.
And he kills the workout, but he bombs the IQ test. Terrible score.
Yes.
Is that holding weight with you?
I'll tell you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
John Ireland from...
He's a Memphis guy.
Memphis, exactly. I was just going to hit you with that.
There once was a time when he had a minority stake in the Grizzlies. I don't know if he does anymore. I haven't seen him at games.
Have you ever eaten at one of his restaurants?
I don't think so.
He's got some barbecue restaurants.
We went to a big one. We went to a place called Rendezvous the other day. It's really famous down there.
Yeah, what'd you order?
Pork ribs.
Pork ribs. Yeah, I don't like beef ribs.
Some people ordered beef ribs. Some people ordered the chicken. Some people did a half and half.
Actually, Memphis-style ribs are beef ribs, right?
I don't know, but there were pork ribs on the menu, so I ordered pork ribs.
Somebody asked ChatGPT. It'll know. All right, so NFL draft is tonight. And there are interesting... By the way, the Rams have 11 picks. Starting tomorrow, second and third round picks, one second and two thirds. The Raiders have the number 7 pick overall tonight.
They'll screw it up. I'll still root for him anyway after they screw up the pick.
The Chargers have the I don't care pick.
Memphis barbecue is pork.
Oh, it is pork. Okay, good.
They were good.
ChatGPT.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
All right, so I asked you a question. C.J. Stroud is the quarterback for Ohio State.
Yes.
He is projected to go in the top 5 tonight, maybe as high as number 2.
Right.
But a lot of teams are wavering on him, reportedly, because he bombed what they call the S2 test. This is the new Wonderlic. It's basically an IQ test for quarterbacks.
Yep.
Would that hold some, none, or a lot of weight with you, the S2 IQ test for quarterbacks?
It would be an aspect of what I would consider.
Would you pass on him because he bombed it?
No, if he lit it up on tape, if he lit it up on his pro day, if he struggled on that test, I think the other two would weigh more.
So, you know, it's interesting. The last time I remember having this debate, and it's been had over many, many, many players.
Yeah.
Was Vince Young.
Yeah, he did a 7 on the Wonderlic.
And Vince Young was a can't-miss prospect coming out of Texas. He went in the top 10 of the draft, and he didn't work out. And what most...
Vince Young, though, had a couple of good years in there.
But I think his whole career was less than 5. I mean, if you're using the second pick in the whole draft on a guy, you're counting on that guy to be a 10-year NFL starter.
Right.
Whatever position you draft him at. And to me, it's a red flag.
It is a red flag.
Yeah, and here's why. You don't have to ace it, but if you go back and look at all the people that have bombed it,
yeah,
you have a really hard time finding anybody who had a great career. You don't have to ace it, but you can't bomb it.
So the average score is a 24. I don't know. This is based on the Wonderlic.
I think C.J. Stroud had a 6.
Okay. Terry Bradshaw had a 15. Jim Kelly had a 15. Dan Marino had a 15. Vince Young had a 7.
Right.
Those are well below average.
Right. But I'm saying if you bomb it, okay, you get like if we were in a class, you get a D or an F. That doesn't worry you? Those guys are you gave me a bunch of C's, which aren't good, but they're, you know, a little below average.
Right.
Yeah. But like Vince Young 6 is an F.
Okay. Let me throw some, because there are multiple aspects of this that are interesting with the NFL draft. You talked about the, what are they calling it, the F1 test?
The S2. S is in Sam 2.
Okay, S2. That's one aspect. There's also an interview component where you sit down with a guy and you talk to him about his career and his goals and his life and all that stuff. So Will Levis, who's also going to be a top 10
pick, he'll go 12th or better. He's the quarterback from Kentucky.
He had it's leaked that three or four teams think he was terrible in his interview.
Okay.
That he was overly cocky, that he was standoffish, that he didn't ingratiate himself to the people that were interviewing him. Now, is that a red flag?
So, as you were describing that,
yep.
I think I've told you this story that not so much anymore, but 2-3 years ago, I started playing a lot of golf with Ryan Leaf.
Oh, yeah.
Who has,
really?
Yeah. Who has really. I can get him to come on if you want. He's actually like incredibly well spoken about everything that's happened in his
life. Like one of the top five biggest busts of all time, right?
And he doesn't run from that. He will openly discuss anything that's happened to him in his life. And what he has told me is that back then when he went through the process, you just described him.
Yep.
He didn't have the self-awareness that he thought that he was projecting confidence, and he thinks he may have come across as a little bit cocky. And that it just didn't, he had some other things. He had some substance abuse issues going on. He had some other things going on in his life, and he messed
didn't
up.
Did he wind up in?
I think he did some jail time.
Did some jail time, yeah.
Yeah, but now he's kind of straightened out, and he's actually into broadcasting, and he's pretty good on the
air.
And the thing I respect about him is you can ask him about anything.
Right.
And he won't run from it. Which is why, by the way, he spoke up last week when I guess it was Bill Polian said, He told us he was going to go to Vegas and party, and I've heard that story from other people, but Bill wasn't in the room.
Right.
You know, Bill never met with Ryan, which is why Ryan thought it was weird that he brought that up. But
so there's another component. So let's put it this way. There are the measurables that come from a pro day.
Good way of putting it.
There is the tape that you actually see from him playing, right?
Which I would value above all else.
There is the interview. And then there is the, I guess, what would you call it? The intelligence test or the S2.
If I looked at your tape and you killed it on your tape, you were great. You were Andrew Luck on your tape. And I interviewed you.
And you didn't like him.
And you bombed the interview a little bit. I would worry a little, but I would still be focused on your tape. Now, if you went over the top, if Will Levis is going over the top to be a jackass, I'd probably pass on him.
It's
too important of a pick.
What if it's a bad interview and a bad intelligence test?
Off my board.
Off the board.
Sure.
So those two things, even though his game tape might be great.
If he had the highest S2 score, I wouldn't draft him on that alone. I'd then lean heavily on the tape. But if he had the lowest score, I think I'm out.
Right. The highest S2, this was back when it was Wonderlic. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
48 out of 50,
who went
right?
to Harvard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg McElroy also had a 48. Blaine Gabbert had a 42.
But
Alex Smith had a 40. Eli Manning had a 39.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I'm all in, by the way, on Bryce Young. I think that everybody's saying he's too small, he might not make it. I think he's the next Drew Brees. I watched a ton of his games at Alabama. I've met him. I've listened to people who know stuff way better than I do talk about his makeup, and his stats are just jump off the board. And he kills it in interviews and did well on the S2. So I think he's going to be the first pick tonight, and I would do the same thing Carolina's doing.
Bergman, how would you rate those four components? If you like, let's say the Raiders are going to get a quarterback with number seven.
We would take Jamarcus Russell, Greg, and screw the whole thing up.
The whole thing, number one overall.
There's game tape, pro day, intelligence test,
interview.
Those are the four components.
So the game tape is first.
Yes.
And then what was the second one that you said?
Workout.
Yeah. Pro day. I don't really think there's much to pro day. You're in shorts. You're by yourself. There's nothing going on. No one's running at you.
I actually agree. I think pro days are overrated.
I put that way down the list. I think intelligence test is the third one. And so whatever the fourth one was is the second.
Interview.
The interview is second. Yeah, because how you interact with me, how you do things. I think the most important thing for a quarterback is, can they read a defense? Can they learn the playbook itself?
Right.
Those are the two most important things. If you can't tell me what, you know, a train going 200 miles an hour, that stuff.
Who cares?
Who cares? That means nothing to me.
Right.
I want to know.
It's football smarts. It's not smart smarts.
Sure. So that was why the Wonderlic was so weird. I don't know what this S2 talks about. I think that's more important. But so I think the game tape is the most important thing, and what how well you're able to read defenses and check off of them.
Jorge, what do you think?
I would go tape first, interview second, IQ test last, and whatever that last one was would be third.
Look at Jorge. You were ready.
Exactly.
Are you okay? Apparently, Kyle Shanahan said that if everybody's healthy, Brock Purdy's your starting QB.
Yeah, and you know what? He was on a podcast with the Kelce brothers.
Yeah.
And they asked him, like, hey, man, are you ready to throw? He's like, no, but I've been practicing left-handed. So,
okay, so yeah. Last night I called a game.
I'm excited, though.
I called a game with Luke Kennard of the Grizzlies. He's been the best three-point shooter in the NBA.
In the NBA, sure.
Here's an amazing thing about Luke Kennard. Was a star college athlete. You know, he went to Duke.
Right.
And is a dead-eye shooter. He's a lefty. He was an all-state quarterback in high school as a righty.
Wow.
So he shoots a basketball left-handed and throws a football right. That's a great athlete.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a killer athlete.
Interesting facts about Will Levis. Number one, eats bananas with the skin on.
I've seen him do it. Yep. Have you seen video of him doing it?
I've got video right in front of me. The other thing he does, puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
I saw him do that once, too.
Which, by the way, is not great. Like, downstairs at the Starbucks, they're putting, like, olive oil in coffee.
Olive oil?
Yeah.
Do you put anything in your coffee?
No, I drink it straight up black.
I've always been straight black on coffee.
Yeah, I'm straight black on coffee. He puts olive oil. It's called Oleolio or something.
Yeah, it's a new menu downstairs.
Yeah, it's like Oleolio or something. And it's supposed to be really good for you. Olive oil in your coffee. What's the difference between olive oil in your coffee and mayonnaise in your coffee? Mayonnaise is basically just stirred up olive oil, isn't it?
It sounds gross.
It just sounds weird. Yeah.
Has anybody tried the Oleolio?
No, I drink black coffee.
Yeah, same I drink.
All four of us drink coffee black?
Yeah, or a little.
But Lisa puts a bunch of stuff in hers.
I just chug my coffee. I don't like the taste of coffee.
And you drink a lot of it.
Yeah. Although, you know what's really good? Don Francisco's coffee. Do you ever have Don Francisco's?
Where do you get it?
Any grocery store.
Oh, it's a
Don Francisco's coffee is the best tasting coffee. Best tasting coffee. All right. Coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? Brought to you by Dos Hombres. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
That's a voice.
Yeah!
Thanks a lot, Chris, and thank you very much, Brian Cranston.
Yeah!
That's a great open right there, isn't it? All right, so Tottenham, who they play for the Premier League, is that right, Jorge?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you're bringing this up.
All right, so Tottenham players, they lost 6-1 to Newcastle, and now the players are going to pay the cost of the tickets for the fans who traveled to Newcastle because they were so upset with how they played. This is their quote. As a squad, we understand your frustration, your anger. It wasn't good enough. We know words aren't enough in situations like this, but believe us, a defeat hurts like this hurts. We appreciate your support, home and away, and with this in mind, we would like to reimburse fans with the cost of their match tickets from St. James Park. We know this does not change what happened on Sunday, and we'll give everything to put things right against Manchester United on Thursday evening when, again, your support will mean everything to us. Together and only together can we move things forward. Have you ever heard of players, not the team, players doing something like this?
Never.
Never.
And
never.
I think it's a dangerous precedent.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're doing it. I think it's like, if I was a supporter of that team, that's an incredibly cool gesture.
It is. But sports does not come with a money-back guarantee.
Ever.
I wish it did.
Yeah, ever.
I wish it did.
Yeah, think all the money you spent when you went to the Super Bowl, Rams lost, you went to the World Series, Dodgers lost.
Yep, Game 7, Super Bowl 2018.
You'd have a big fat check waiting for you.
I would love a money-back guarantee.
Yeah, but good for them.
Yeah.
It's almost like something out of Ted Lasso.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just never happens. So
yeah.
I think if you play that bad, and you can do something for a small group of fans that made the trip, go for it.
That's like playing
the
Ted Lasso thing.
You have speed?
I'm one behind. I have not watched this
week. The one that came out this week. It's good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
So if the Clippers decided to do this, how much do you think Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are going to pay for the season?
By the way, Ballmer should do it.
Should.
Ballmer's worth like $100 billion. He could offer a money-back guarantee.
He should offer.
Or he could just stop giving money to guys who don't play.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it really wouldn't cost him very much. They give away tickets for like $10, right?
It is true. Buy a Regal movie ticket at LA Live and you get a ticket to the Clippers. It is.
Yeah, I used to go to gas stations.
That deal did exist.
It did. You used to go to gas stations and be like, if you buy one Clippers ticket, we'll give you one free.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a real thing that happened.
You get a short line at the toilet.
Yes!
Toilets!
What's up, fool?
All right, so the CEO of Paramount has reportedly walked out to... Have you heard of CinemaCon?
Yes, I have. It's a big convention, usually in Vegas, where they show all the movies and the previews and all that stuff for the upcoming year.
So he went to CinemaCon and he staged in a full flight suit, and I'm going to really have to try and clean this up.
Okay.
So, and he goes up on stage and he says this. Bet all you effing dorks that made fun of us for pushing Top Gun to theaters aren't laughing now. We're the house that Tom built. Get ready for MI7 to blow your blanks off. Do you like this, or do you think it's a little bit too far?
No, I like this. I like this.
I mean, I'm on record, and so is Mace, so is Michael. We don't care if people curse.
Well, yeah. But it's so he said, blow your junk off, apparently.
Well, but here's...
Well, it's colorful.
Yeah. You know, he's right. I mean, Paramount has got... I guess both parts of the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie coming, and they are supposed to be spectacular, although I don't believe Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
Yes, he does.
Top Gun did blow the doors off. And by the way, the thing I love about this, CinemaCon is a convention for movie theater owners. They're releasing these movies for theaters, which I think is critical at a time when movie theaters are looking for a way to survive. So
right, and I don't want to see movie theater. I know you don't either, because that was part of your world for a long time. I don't want to see movie theaters go away.
No.
You know, record stores have basically gone away. I used to love to go to record stores.
Yeah, yeah.
And movie theaters will go away if people don't support them. So anything, and let me say this about Tom Cruise. I know Tom Cruise is a whack job. I know he jumped on Oprah's couch. I know, but that dude is a bona fide movie star.
He's the biggest star in the world.
If you invest your $20 or $15, whatever it costs to go to a movie now, and 2 hours of Tom Cruise, you got a great chance of getting your money's worth. That guy just delivers in spades, man.
Yeah.
He's just really, really good.
Yeah, he is the biggest star in the world, I think. And by the way, what's interesting too, I think movie theaters... I'm betting on them to be successful again. You know, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon made the movie Air, which has done really well in theaters, for Amazon. Amazon and Apple have both decided, you know what? We're going to make movies for theaters and
They've invested billions in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so I think that may help bring it all back.
So it's a really good sign. I mean, he doesn't do his own stunts, except
he
did jump on the couch himself.
Yes.
That was him. That was not a stunt.
And he picked on Brooke Shields for no reason. There you go.
Yes, he did do that too.
He broke his ankles, he broke his wrists.
We don't say anything else about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, notice we did not mention any cult he may or may not be in.
It's not a cult.
Nothing to do with feet levels or none of that stuff.
It's LRH. Don't pick on that.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so here's a date idea for you if you're looking for one. The Beverly Hills Hotel is bringing back its Lux poolside movie series this summer. It will feature movies like Breakfast at Tiffany's, La La Land, and many others.
Fancy.
Yeah. So you can rent one of these iconic cabanas for a unique movie night experience for $1,700. What does that include? It's a fixed menu and drinks based on whatever movie they're showing. What is the most you've ever spent on a date?
Certainly not $1,700.
Well, okay, does this count? When I was dating Lisa, I used to take her to Hawaii a lot. Yeah. And so what I paid for was probably more than $1,700, but it was fun.
But would you call that a date?
Well, it was like
Were you already in?
We'd been dating for a couple of years before the first time.
See,
I took
don't
her.
Think that. I think it's like. Date,
but I paid.
Date, right?
We weren't married, and I paid for everything.
I'm not married, and
you still pay for everything. Right. By the way, time out. You basically are married. You aren't married to the letter of the law, but you've been with the same person for 20 years.
Yeah, we're not married, but we're together.
I think you're. your friends, people like me, think of you two as married.
Yeah, I think of myself as married too, even though I'm not.
But yeah, so you're in a you're in a long-term committed relationship, whether you want to admit it or not.
I'm trying to think, most expensive date. It's probably that Hollywood Bowl night.
The one you didn't go to?
No, the one that I went to, you and Lisa and me and
I forgot about that. When you say Hollywood Bowl night, I think about the night we were going to see Billy Joel and you got sick and never showed up.
Threw up on my shoes. Yeah. The night that you and me.
That was Sting and Maroon 5, right?
Sting and Annie Lennox.
Yeah. They were both very good.
And I had that model guy with me.
Yes.
Yes.
Who Lisa nicknamed Abercrombie.
Abercrombie.
She thought he looked like he was out of an Abercrombie and Fitch catalog.
Good looking dude.
Yeah. What a great nickname. Man.
What's up, Foo?
Do you know who Howard Eskin is?
Oh, yeah. Philadelphia sportscaster.
So, Philadelphia sportscaster. So
by the way, either his son or his brother is a big program director for sports radio there.
Go ahead. Okay. So, he said the other day that he claims that he will retire if the Eagles draft Texas running back Bijan Robinson. So, what could possibly happen with a sports team that would make you consider retiring, or say, "I'll retire if this happens"?
Mm. Well, sports are unpredictable, so it's a risky thing for him to say. He doesn't know that they won't take Bijan Robinson.
I kind of hope, just for the bit, that he
is
they
he
do
a
take
fan
him.
Of the team.
Yeah, well, he covers them.
He covers them.
Yeah,
but he covers them. But is he a fan?
Well, I'm assuming.
I think he's like Bill Plachke is here. So, is Bill a fan of our teams?
No.
So then you
he's
say,
a critic.
Well, Howard's a critic.
It doesn't matter. He's going to retire. He threatened to retire if they draft him.
Yeah. I mean, my teams are my teams. And like, for example, the Rams are going to go 2-15 or whatever it is this year. I will still be at all those games.
So like, what could they do? Could the Rams do anything? Could the Lakers do anything, John, that would make you retire?
No. I don't think so. I think you stick with your team no matter what boneheaded moves they make.
Now,
when the Raiders traded Khalil Mack, I jumped off for a while. I bet I eventually came back because I'm a sucker. But I was so mad when they traded Khalil Mack.
That's true. You did. You jumped off the bandwagon
for a while. Gruden is
an
idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. Mayock is dumber than Gruden, and I can't follow this team right now. And I just waited for those guys to get blown out, and I jumped back on. But
yeah, my teams are my teams.
Yeah, I don't think there is anything my team could do to get me to like retire.
Part of the coolness of being a fan is to be there when they suck. So when they get to the mountaintop, you enjoy it that much more.
Do you think Howard Eskin will actually retire if they draft these?
No,
probably not.
It sounds like something
shock,
you
shock radio.
Sounds like something you say that's like a hot. I'll retire all that stuff.
He's 71 years old.
Well, no, he might retire.
There you go.
Maybe he's just looking for a reason.
He's like, I think they're gonna take him.
Please draft
him. I'm out of here.
I am done. I am done.
What's up, Foo?
All right, that'll do it.
All right. Don't forget that What's Up, Foo is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It gives you the more, just the right more, for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more.
Mace?
Yes?
I have an idea that might get you your blue check mark.
Oh.
I'll tell you what it is coming up.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.